The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back.
What up?
Full length shows now. I'm back from vacation. Hey, vacation. You know the worst thing about vacation? It ends. It ends.
Truth.
I didn't want to wait for the thing. Coming up on the show today, Ted's not here because he's learning stuff about religion or something. So, yeah, it's just me and the ladies. Coming up on the show today, Mitt Romney has come out of his hole and he's talking shit about Hillary. Mila Kunis talks about the phrase, we're pregnant, and a three-year-old is asked to leave a restaurant. I'll tell you all about that. In the meantime, how have you guys been? I'm sorry, how have you ladies been?
Good.
Because I can't say guys, because you're not guys. You're ladies.
That's true.
That is absolutely true. Have the past 2 weeks been good to you all?
Yeah, they were great. World Cup is back. I'm happy.
Yeah, USA beat,
I'm happy about that.
Beat Ghana.
Oh, they did win?
Yes, 2-1. 2-1. Ghana... not gonna win. Ha ha! Puns!
Oh, wow.
I know, it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Your props are trying it.
Nah, not really. I shouldn't.
No, actually, I was just trying to be nice.
Shouldn't do it. So, Diana, what have you been up to the past couple of weeks?
Let's see. LA. Oh, my God. I started back on my old job, one of my old jobs where I'm running around in retail, and I've been sort of hanging out with I can say we're hanging out. We're not dating anymore. Are we? Probably not.
I don't know.
Let's see. So that's been interesting. But yeah, just chill. I honestly don't know. Like, the only reason I knew today was Monday because of the podcast.
Oh, well, I'm glad we've given you a reason for being. Let me ask you this. How is the training going for the 10K? That's coming up on July 12th.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm just asking.
Fuck. I kind of like looked at the calendar today. I was like, holy shit. We're less than a month away, right?
Yes, we are.
I haven't trained a bit.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm going to die. So it was nice knowing you guys. But the thing is, I haven't got my schedule yet for that day. But I'm thinking, I didn't ask for the whole day off because I really can't afford to, and
right,
it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I need to be off by 3. So I'm thinking they're gonna have me work from 7 to 3,
and then you're gonna be tired,
and I'm gonna have to run the 10K. So I have a workout plan in place, which I'm going to work on tonight and start tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I say that every fucking podcast.
Close, yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
A
little bit.
So, but I'm really going to be committed to it tomorrow, mainly because I can feel myself gaining weight and I'm sort of going through a semi-heartbreak. So I'm kind of going through that emotional bullshit.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I really like Chipotle.
Okay.
Fair.
I love that Cristiano supports me.
I love Chipotle.
Yeah, they're all right.
I had Chipotle before I came here.
I don't need an excuse.
They're right. I had Taco Del Mar for lunch.
Oh, come on, man.
It's Taco of the Sea, although I did not have any fish.
It's Taco of the... What the fuck? Is that a real slogan?
Taco Del Mar.
That's
the translation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
I took French.
I enjoy Taco Del Mar.
It is pretty good. I'll give it that. But I mean, it's no Chipotle. Nothing is Chipotle.
Well, if you love cilantro, then Chipotle is your bag because they jam it into everything.
I saw
they put cilantro in the Coke machine there.
I saw this dude get extra cilantro in his burrito, and I wanted to do that, but then a line started forming behind me, so I didn't want her to walk over and reach over and get the cilantro. But I didn't know that was an option, so I'm gonna have extra cilantro on my food now. But you know what's really good for cilantro? Baja Fresh, because they have like their little side thing.
I love Baja Fresh.
Okay,
I love cilantro. Cool.
Here's what I learned, because I don't care for cilantro so much. I learned that they actually have a whole pile of rice in the back with no cilantro in it. Brown rice and white rice with no cilantro. You can actually get something at Chipotle without cilantro in
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, but you have to ask, and they do have it.
How'd you find that out?
At work, we have this thing where they have it built into the budget that in my department, on your birthday, you get lunch for the department. And we have a lot of people who pick Chipotle because it's very popular. And somebody was ordering one day and it's like, this with no cilantro. And I'm like, wait, you can get it without cilantro? And she's like, oh, yeah, you just got to ask. I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, the heavens opened
world
for me that day.
Game change.
See, yeah, it was a complete game changer.
That's why Chipotle is wonderful. It has everything that you need and it's simple. I think people really under... I forgot why, but they gave me a gift card to Chipotle. And that was the best gift I have ever received. If you love me, that is what you do. I don't want anything else besides clothes and money. I just want Chipotle gift card.
Contrast that with my mom gave me for Mother's Day a gift card to Panera.
Oh, well, Panera's okay.
No, I think it's the worst.
I haven't had it since high school,
it's
which
the
was
worst.
Like 10
it's
years ago.
Flavorless. I don't think my mom doesn't usually listen to the podcast, so I don't feel so bad. I love you, Mom, in case you happen to be on this.
It's the thought that counts, really.
Well, kind of, except... I don't know. I went while the kids were in England a couple times when I was out like shopping. I was like, well, I guess I'll get Panera for dinner. Well, that was unsatisfying. Well, like, I just think, I mean, it's the boringest menu.
Well, Panera is basically the sandwiches you could make at home if you weren't so fucking lazy.
Yeah. No, that my sandwiches sense. Are better.
Yeah.
Or my sandwiches are just better.
I've never, what did I think I had this. Yeah. You know what? Like 10 years ago, I thought it was okay. But then like how much you paid for it.
Yeah.
But the reason I was okay with this because my friend worked there. So she hooked it up.
Okay.
But yeah, Panera's not that great. I'd be.
So I will say this. I was on vacation. One of the places I was in San Diego. And let me just say this. San Diego is awesome. It is one of the most awesome places on the planet. Ever. I went for a run in San Diego, and even the homeless people were pleasant.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's amazing there.
It was, because I stayed downtown near the gas lamp district, and of course when you're staying at a Marriott, it's funny. They have the Spirit of in the, and I put a picture of this on Facebook. I opened up the bedside drawer, and they had three books in there. They had the Bible, the Book of Mormon, and the Spirit of Service Marriott Guide.
The fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I didn't open it up.
Why didn't you read it? Why didn't you steal it and bring it back? I want that instead of I love the tiger. Not talking shit about the tiger. I'm still naming the tiger. But I really would have liked that book. The next person to go to the Marriott, please...
Hook a sister up.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me explain the tiger because we did this before the show started. I went to the San Diego Zoo Safari Park and got little baby tigers for everybody. That includes you, Ted, if you're listening. You've got a little baby tiger waiting for you.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Ted. You've got a baby tiger waiting for you.
That's what you get for not being here.
They're little rubberish things. They're really cute. And because they've got a new tiger exhibit at that safari park in Escondido. They also have something in there like, you have to stay for this. And I'm like, we don't have time to stay for this and no one wants it. Because at 3 o'clock every day, they have the cheetah run. And the cheetah run is this thing where you can actually, because a cheetah in three steps gets to 60 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah, they get to full speed in three steps.
Really?
Yes.
I want to be a cheetah.
They are badass.
They are. And so they actually have a place where the cheetah will run, literally run right by. It's fenced in, but it will run very close to you, so you can literally see how fast a cheetah is running. It's crazy.
That's so insane.
We had to go, so I know.
What?
Yeah. Well, we left at like 1:15. Wouldn't want to stay another hour and a half for the cheetah. Sorry.
You didn't bring back a Bible, a spiritual book or guidance, whatever the fuck that was.
The Spirit of Service from Marriott.
Yeah, you didn't bring that back, and you didn't stay for the cheetah. Come on, man.
I'm about to take that tiger back.
No.
Okay.
I'm just stroking him. I don't even know what his name is. I made him a him.
You can name it anything you like.
I know. I'm going to come up with something by the end of the show. It's going to speak to me.
It's your tiger.
Yeah, tiger.
But San Diego, if you love craft beer, San Diego is, I mean, there's a lot of really good craft breweries around Sacramento, but San Diego, oh my God. And they've done this thing at Petco Park where they've got the new owners who came in and they took over the Padres and they went through all the concessions, apparently. This is what I had heard. And they identified longstanding local restaurants around San Diego and microbreweries, too. and they brought them in. So when you go to Petco Park to watch a Padres game, all of the concessions, the specialty concessions and the specialty beer are all super local San Diego things. And they're fan-freaking-tastic. And we went to Mission Brewing Company, which I hadn't had Mission beer before. And it's not far from Petco Park. And they had a food, just like any other microbrew, they had a food truck. Although there were not a lot of babies and dogs in this one, so I was pretty happy about that. So it was just go in and have some beer. But the beer is fantastic. And I found out I can get it at Total Wine here and some at BevMo. But I've got a new favorite beer. So I'm very excited about that, too. New favorite beer. The BevMo is open in Midtown. Huh?
Where?
Yeah.
It's where the Beat was.
Yep.
What the hell's the Beat?
Well, it was a record store. Records were these discs that spun around and played music, and no one bought them.
It's that giant record store across from Staples, Office Max, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's 17th and J.
Really?
Yep, there's a BevMo there now.
Nice, that's convenient.
With a parking lot, which is rare in Midtown.
Bum-ba-dum.
You can pull in and park in the BevMo lot and not have to pay to go shop there, which is fantastic.
I love BevMo.
They're good.
They do the wine tasting.
They do. They have the 5-cent wine sale and stuff. But there is a BevMo now up in Midtown. Someone was asking, how do they get around the no single sale bottles in Midtown?
Wait, what do you mean no single sale bottle? Why am I learning so much about Sacramento when I grew up here?
The whole thing in Sacramento is there's apparently I don't know if it's a law, an ordinance, or what it is. But in Sacramento, they don't allow, and I think it was to combat hobos and their drinking. They don't allow, God damn it, I swore I took a picture of it, but I'm not seeing it on my phone now. Basically, you can't buy a single bottle of beer. You have to buy, because they don't want people walking in getting a 40 and drinking it on the sidewalk outside. And having been behind someone who is buying a 40 at 8:15 in the morning, I know this has happened. So what they have, they've got the signs up everywhere that says, if you're buying a single bottle of beer, you have to buy at least two. So that's how they're getting around the single bottle sale. Any beer.
If you're buying a single bottle of beer,
You have to buy two.
You can buy two bottles of beer.
Right.
I fixed a sign for them.
You have to find a friend.
So it's minimum two purchases.
Right.
Then I don't understand. What if they just get two 40s instead of the...
Well, that's perfectly okay.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Well, you have to have a friend.
Well, you can drink 240s by yourself. Didn't you guys ever play that game, Edward 40 Hands? I never played it. I never wanted to die.
No.
Really? Nope. You guys never heard of that?
No.
So my friends are alcoholics. You tape 40s to one in each hand, and you can't untape it until you finish both of them.
What? That's weird.
So if you want to pee, you need to have a friend who doesn't have 40s taped to their hands. So it's Edward 40 Hands.
Or you need to be a girl wearing a skirt with no underpants.
I feel like if you're going to finish 240s, that might not be a good idea.
Probably not.
But 240s in general is not a good idea. So, yeah, it's basically you're just downing 40s because, you know, you're going to have to pee after the first one. So you really got to. But, yeah, Edward 40. I've never played. Never had a desire to.
Okay.
I miss my time to play that game. My body can't handle that much alcohol anymore, so.
That is a lot. It's a lot of fluid.
Yeah, a lot of fluid and shitty fluid.
Yeah. San Diego is awesome. If you get a chance to go to San Diego, you should go to San Diego because it's fantastic.
Where the homeless people don't play Edward 40 Hands.
They do not. They do not. And
I love that image for some reason.
That would be cruel to just tape 40s to like a homeless guy's
or
hands.
He did it himself.
But don't open them. Don't open them. He's like,
fucked up.
It's just mean. It's like Tantalus. Google it.
mythology knowledge drop.
So the other thing about San Diego is there's a big golf course just outside of town called Torrey Pines.
Oh my God, I played there as a kid.
Did you?
Junior World. I used to be really good.
So I went.
Christina's judging me. She's laughing.
No, I just think it's cool. I think it's funny. My mind, I just put you into every Asian girl stereotype ever. Like,
I used to be every stereotype.
And she plays piano for like 6 hours a night, and she's got straight A's.
Mine was three.
Really
good.
Okay, math.
There you go.
So I got a tour of Fox 5, which is the sister station to the place where I work. And as I was on my way out, I was talking to the news director. I said, "Hey, I have a couple of hours to blow in San Diego," because I'd been there for a couple of days, and we're at this point I'm staying in Laguna Beach. And I'm like, "What should I do for like an hour or two to kill some time?" He goes, "Do you like golf at all, or at least watching it on TV?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's all right." He goes, "Okay, go to Torrey Pines. It's over there. You can find it with your GPS." He goes, "The other thing you're going to want to do is right next to it is Torrey Pines Gliderport."
What the hell?
Torrey Pines Gliderport is a place where you, Diana Hong, mm-hmm. or you, Christiana.
No, not likely. Go ahead. Stick with Diana as the exemplar here.
Can engage in either hang gliding or paragliding off the cliffs.
Oh my God.
I might. Actually, I want to hang
down
glide.
To the beach
okay,
below.
You uninvited yourself. You're not
I
in
know,
this example
I know, but I thought you were talking about like
no, you're not
plane.
In this example
no.
anymore.
No. And apparently the beach below is a nude beach, which I did not realize at the time. But
there's attractive people in San Diego. I'd be down.
The whole thing is in they start you out with like tandems. So for a paragliding thing, it's $150. For a hang gliding tandem, it's $200. For a 20 to 30 minute glider trip where you just run off the edge of a cliff, and people were doing this. They're going off the edge of the cliff, and they're just, you know how you see a bird sort of floating in the breeze?
Yeah.
Just like that.
I remember seeing that as a kid, like when we'd play. I think I remember seeing that and being like,
"There's literally the golf course, and then there's the parking lot.
I do
lot,
remember because there's
and
a,
then there's a glider pool.
Yeah,
and then it's the ocean.
There's a couple holes where you can see because yep. you just see off the ocean, and so you can see people like hang gliding, paragliding, or whatever that's called. That looks sick. But now that I'm an adult and I don't have to worry about dying or getting injured, I'm totally gonna fucking do it. So it's like but don't you need like someone to do it with you, or can you do it by yourself and jump off the cliff by yourself?
I believe you need to go through a certain amount of training to do it by yourself. So they have the training, but they do the tandem jumps.
What's tandem mean?
There's a pilot who is there with you, who is actually controlling what's going on. It's sort of like a tandem parachute jump where essentially you're just a sack of meat.
What's the difference between hang gliding and what's the other one, parasailing?
The parasailing or paragliding, it's sort of like you're almost sitting in a canvas seat as
but
you go off.
But the other one you're flying.
The other one you're laying out flat like Superman.
Ooh, I want to do that. You said that one's $200?
That one's $200. It's a little bit more.
It's going to be cold by the time I can afford it.
Well, it's never that cold in San Diego. It's
like
always 72.
September, August.
It's still going to be 72 there.
I'm so excited. I'm going to make that on my list of things to do. Fuck right. The golf course.
Yeah. Is that above or below the marijuana lube that we talked about on the Well Hung podcast that you can hear on Monday?
Wow. It depends who is. It depends who's going to partake with me. I'm pretty sure. I'm hoping that I'm not going to have to pay, in addition to the $88 for the small amount of marijuana lube, I'm not going to have to pay my partner like an additional $112. Otherwise, it's going to be even.
Well, if you get a partner, you can split the lube in half, and it's only $44. So that's a deal.
Well, the person I'm thinking of, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to pay for it because I'm the one with the job.
There you go. All right.
Oh, wow, doing that at the same time.
I don't know if
that's... Or the night after? I just planned my whole day in August. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Diana's got a weekend plan now.
I'm probably going to go paragliding and then have sex with marijuana lube that night. I just need to find someone to do it with me. Doesn't that sound magical?
Can you have sex with the lube on while hang gliding?
I'm
pretty sure I don't want to do it with a person
that's... Challenge accepted.
The people at the snack bar might find that off-putting, but you know, whatever.
I'm
so excited. San Diego. Maybe when you get down to the beach, the nude beach down below. Have you guys... I'm sorry, guys. I keep saying it's a habit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Have you ladies heard of The Fault in Our Stars?
I have.
The book and or movie.
But since I have not emotionally recovered from Saving Mr. Banks, I don't think I can see this one.
I saw this movie.
I mean, I know generally what it's about.
Okay.
Did you snot yourself?
No, I did not.
Were you tempted to snot yourself? Did your traveling friend snot herself?
It is. Yeah, it's a sad movie. It's a very sad movie. It's about.
I don't want you to spoil it for me, though.
It's about teenagers with cancer, and there's death and blindness and
it's not a
happy movie. But here's what I would say: the theater we went to a matinee, and so we went to like a 4:40 showing, and most of the audience was 13-year-old girls. So if you
there you go,
if it sounds you, like Tumblr.
Oh my god,
residency, like, all
so
Tumblr
bad.
Posts about it.
So if you are into hearing 13-year-old girls be like, aw, because you know, they sort of find love, and then ooh, because at one point he's got his shirt off, and it's like they discovered their bodies during the movie.
I'm pretty sure you do that at 13, right? Or are they starting much younger?
I don't know. And then the crying and sniffing. There was a lot of that I was hearing in the back half of the movie.
I cried during Les Mis. I probably shouldn't watch this movie in public. I mean, by cry, I meant my eyes got really dry because I was wearing my contacts and the AC was on.
Yeah, well, your contacts will float clean out of your eyes when you watch this. It's a sad movie. Here's what I will say about this, because I've seen the ads and the critics are calling it an almost perfect movie. The critics are assholes. It is not even remotely close to an almost perfect movie.
What's an almost
perfect critics,
movie?
Though? It's like
the ones
the
in
almost
their
perfect
ad.
Movie. Blah, blah, blah. WKRP in Cincinnati.
No, it was
not like a real.
It was actually there are actual like Variety and like major critics are giving this movie incredible praise.
Because they got paid.
It's an okay movie. If you like the book and you want to be sad and you want to have a romance where there's some sadness in it, it's not a bad movie. I didn't hate it. But
I need a good cry. Maybe I'll go do that this week.
If you need a good cry, this is the movie for you. Because you will definitely cry during the movie.
So what's your definition? Like, what's an example of an almost perfect movie for you? Or almost perfect movie?
I don't know. It's been so long since there's been a movie that good.
Star Wars?
No. That's not really my genre. But, you know, and this goes back a long... I mean, I would have to go back to a certain point in my life where I'm like, oh, that movie was almost perfect. I think Fast Times at Ridgemont High was an almost perfect comedy at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can see genres being almost perfect, but like when the critics are saying almost perfect movie, that's a lot.
Here's the thing.
That's a huge title.
The male lead, his acting is okay.
The fuck?
It's not great. It's just okay. And... So, I mean, and the person I went with had read the book, and there were some parts that she was disappointed with because obviously things don't translate A to A from movie to book. But it's an okay movie. It's certainly not a movie I would have gone to by myself. It's not a movie that I would have been like, I want to go see The Fault in Our Stars. But I still enjoyed the experience more. So I didn't hate. So I guess the movie is pretty good because I didn't hate it.
High praise.
I know.
I didn't hate it, said Nate Darling of the Nate Darling podcast.
Exactly.
That's one of the critics.
That's right.
Almost perfect movie. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. All right.
Nate.
Well,
Nate.
Look, people praise things in different ways. I do it backhandedly. So JetBlue Airways, which I like, have apologized to a mother who said her child had to urinate in her airplane seat because a flight attendant wouldn't let her use the restroom while the plane sat on a tarmac at a New York airport. To quote them, our team reached out directly to the customer today to offer an apology for her experience. That's according to a JetBlue statement. Jennifer Devereaux told WBZ in Boston that she was denied a request to let her 3-year-old daughter use the bathroom while the plane was delayed in taking off from John F. Kennedy International Airport on a flight to Boston.
Oh, taking off?
Taking off. Because if you ever fly out of JFK, you sit on the fucking tarmac for a minimum of 40 minutes. So anyway, after a half-hour wait, the toddler urinated in the seat. Said it wasn't about bad customer service. It was about human decency. That's what the mom said. JetBlue said the airline was following Federal Aviation Administration regulations that require all passengers to remain seated while the plane is on the taxiway because of the risk of sudden movement. Fuck you. The crew made a safety and FAA regulation-based decision. Yeah, that's great, but... It's letter of the law and spirit of the law here. You know you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So let the 3-year-old go use the restroom. Also, let the 70-year-old go use the restroom, too.
Yeah.
Or, because do you really want somebody pissing in their
or
seat?
Or let anybody use the restroom. Yeah. It's legit.
Fucking
I mean,
whole, yeah, whole flight? They're sitting pissing the whole flight.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if they...
Also, doesn't it fuck up your seat for the next flight? How quickly can you clean
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah,
shit?
That's right.
Yeah, those are absorbent seats.
Those are yeah. so many questions.
They can be used as a flotation device. They're not supposed to absorb liquid.
Oh, that's true. Damn it. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's what happens when you don't pay attention or read the safety manual in front.
Yeah, well, in the event of a water landing, I just go, fuck it.
just keep swimming.
Yeah, I'm looking for that yellow inflatable vest. So JetBlue has apologized, but I don't know. I hate JFK Airport. I really
I've never
do.
Been. I've only been there once. I was super jet laggy. I don't remember it.
The JetBlue terminal
is crowded as fuck.
It is.
That.
The JetBlue terminal is actually really nice. They redid it not long ago, and they've got a nice food court, and they've got places to shop, and they've got Wi-Fi. So it's not a bad place to spend some time, but. The Delta terminal there is just the fucking worst.
Because, I would never fly Delta. Why would you do that?
Well, this was back when flying Delta was the cheapest thing to do. Oh. But the way they design the Delta terminal, it's like a greenhouse. They've got high windows that just magnify the sun. So it's like you're an ant under a magnifying glass in there. And I had one thing where it was like, okay, there's a 5.5-hour layover, but there's a flight in 45 minutes, and we're here at the desk. Except the next gate, there was no gate agent there. There was or any of them on that side of the fucking airport. Finally, when one showed up, we're like, okay, here's the deal. We have a flight in 5.5 hours, but there's another flight in 45 minutes. Can we get on that flight? And they're like, well, your bags won't make it. It's like, you... useless shits. So yeah,
probably. Yeah. I love how they gave JetBlue gave the family a $50 credit towards a future flight and offered $5,000 to the charity. The charity thing was cool, I guess.
Yeah,
but $50 for having your kid like piss themselves.
That's almost more offensive than giving nothing.
Right?
Like, give a free ticket.
Exactly. Or I thought they were going to at least get a free trip or like, yeah. you know, free, you can fly anywhere for a year or something because this is bad publicity. And then straight up to their face, you get $50.
I know. I feel bad for JetBlue because they seem to get, when they get bad press, they get bad press.
Well, they fuck
you
up.
Know, everybody else fucks up all the time, but they're generally a good
yeah.
airline, like a really good airline.
Yep.
So I feel bad for them that they stumble into, like, it's sort of like, oh, well United fucked
bucks.
Up again. Okay. But.
Well, that might be yeah. the equivalent of a child's fare. You don't know. I mean, that
it's,
might.
It's not.
Okay.
I do know now,
trust
Nate.
Me.
Come at
it's,
me again.
It's not.
Do know now.
Well, I had an incident with a certain rental car company, and it hurts me to talk about it this way, but I had a prepaid reservation with these people that hurts me to talk about them. And when I showed up, they did not have a car. And they're like, oh, 30 minutes. So 30 minutes go back in, and still don't have a car. And then they're like, so we're like, okay, so we need to get them from the airport, was their whole thing. Because it was the Midtown one. And we're like, okay, well, can we go to the airport and get a car? Since they're both corporate owned, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll cancel the reservation here and you can go out to the airport and get a car there. Great. So drive out to the airport, which if you're not from Sacramento, it's about a 25-minute drive out to the airport from Midtown.
Minimum.
Get out there, get to the it hurts me to talk about this company. And the lady there's like, oh, well, you prepaid. They can't do that. They can't send you here. Why would they send you here? They can't do that. You need to call them. She doesn't pick up the phone and call them. She says, you need to call them. So get on the phone, call them. They're like, blah, 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 and all this bullshit. And so we're like, we hand the cell phone to the agent at the, it hurts me to talk about this rental car company because they suck.
When you say it hurts.
Yeah, put one and one together. So she's on the phone. She's like, well, I don't know why you'd send them here. Well, they can't. And so she's like, okay. So hand the phone back. And they're like, we'll have a car for you in a half an hour. And it's like, so really? So if I walk in there in a half an hour, there's going to be a car waiting for me. You're going to guarantee that. Well, no, maybe by 3. By the way, that's over an hour from that point and 2.5 hours from the original reservation time. So after all this, finally get through, get the car, 2.5 hours late. And I go, listen, what are you going to do to make up for this? And they're like, well, we can't do anything now. That's their motto at the It Hurts to Talk About Them car rental company. We can't do anything. They really can't do anything. They're fucking useless. At no point did anybody at either location go, let me get a manager and see what we can do to make this better for you or to solve your problem. Not once. So fuck them. And they're like, well, when you come back, we'll take care of you. So fast forward about 10 days later, I bring the car back and I walk in and I wait in line for 20 minutes because they're going to take care of me on the back end. So they go through and they're like, check the whole thing through. And the guy hands me this. He goes, here you go. We're sorry for the delay. Because I reminded him what happened. And I go, what's this? And I look and it's not one, but two coupons for 10% off my next rental with It Hurts to Talk About Them car company. 10 fucking percent off.
Can you only use one coupon per visit?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I was going to say it was going to be 20%.
No, it's not. And I said, really? This is all you're going to... Well, that's all we can do. We can't do anything. And I said, yeah. I said, you go ahead and keep those. I'll deal with your corporate office. And I was too angry. I've been too angry to deal with It Hurts to Talk About Them car rental. But I will be formulating an angry email to them, and we'll report next week how that went. So I expect nothing from It Hurts to Talk About Them, because their motto really should be, we really can't do anything, and oh, you prepaid, so we can't help you. Fuck you. Where in the universe does giving somebody money well ahead of time indicate that they can just go, well, you prepaid, so we can't help you with anything.
Yeah, that means because they don't give a fuck because they already have your money. Duh.
Fuckers.
Anyway. I'm not saying it's right, but yeah, it makes sense.
Anyway, I wasn't going to talk about that this time, but we were talking about customer service.
I like It Hurts to Talk About Them. Mainly because I have a hook there. Oh. Hey. It helps to know ghetto people. I'm telling you. That's why they're going to help you.
No, well, listen. There were
hood rats.
There were no hood rats working there.
Oh, really? That's why I know my hook.
There were no hood rats working there. There were plenty of people. There were plenty of minorities who were waiting. Because when I finally got my car, I'm like, great, 2.5 hours late. And the lady next to me goes, you did good. They're 3 hours late with mine. So they were fucking everybody. They were a fucking car rental lot without a goddamn car on it. Not one. It hurts.
Must have been a busy weekend.
No, it was not.
I'm like defending them when I really don't give a fuck.
That's right.
I just really like, it hurts to talk about them, and it took me so long to get it.
Yeah. So anyway, there'll be more details about that later on. So anyway, sad news. Casey Kasem has passed away, longtime host of American Top 40, which Diana has no recollection of.
No idea.
And the American Top 40 on the radio on slower jam.
And then Casey's Top 40. Top 40 when Rick Dees replaced
him. No, I'm reading it. It says American Top 40.
Yeah, it's American Top 40. Then, yeah, but it then became Casey's Top 40.
Is he like an older version of Ryan Seacrest?
Yes.
I feel like the original Ryan Seacrest.
Yes,
he's
one
my
of the
generation
line of hosts. I mean, the original.
He was also the voice of Shaggy on Scooby Doo.
Oh, there you go.
So
Diana recognizes dedication.
And here's the thing that he became known for later on. He sometimes would lose his cool in the studio, and this tape got sent around to radio stations. And it's made its way to YouTube, so you can hear it yourself. But 82 years old, after a long list of health issues and fight between his daughter and his new wife. They've been married since the 80s, but his second wife, and now they're talking about investigating her for elder abuse. And
oh, dear, everybody, get your advance directives in order.
He did. That's the thing. He had one.
Ugh.
He had one, and that's why his daughter track them down and file the whole lawsuit thing because wife number two didn't really want to follow it for whatever reason. But here's Casey doing what he loves.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles.
It makes me wonder, when Casey got to heaven, if Snuggles found him, because it would be hilarious.
But he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Okay, you know what though? All I have to say to that is funny, but Al Roker can do that. Al Roker's job is always like right after they profile like six shot dead kids at school to be like,
here's what's happening
in
your neck
terrible.
Of the woods.
And now we'll go slowly upbeat into the weather. Going to be a beautiful day in San Diego today. America's pick city is Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas. Not Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas.
Yep.
Damn, Ella just nailed it.
Pretty much. So safe home, Casey Kasem. Also, since we recorded this on Monday, found out this morning, longtime Padre great and Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn passed away at age 54 from cancer. He'd had... salivary gland cancer was
God,
what he had.
That sounds terrible.
And he thinks he got it from chewing tobacco, which is probably
true.
Probably true. So safe home, Tony Gwynn. Very popular, well-liked guy in San Diego, too. This story from Mississippi it just bugs the hell out of me. 3-year-old girl's recovering from severe pit bull attack. She was allegedly asked to leave Jackson, Mississippi KFC because... her face was scaring customers.
For HuffPost Live, I'm Logan Tittle. A KFC...
It's Logan Tittle.
Sure it is. Sure it the fuck is.
That's just her hair name.
The employee in Mississippi added insult to injury last week when they asked a family to leave the restaurant because a little girl's wounded face was, quote, disturbing. 3-year-old Victoria Welcher suffered several broken bones and lost her right eye when she was attacked by 3 pit bulls earlier this year. She spent a month in the hospital recovering, and she still can't eat solid foods. In fact, she's using a feeding tube. Her family took her to a KFC in Jackson for some of the restaurant's famous mashed potatoes, but an employee asked them to leave.
She said that we'd have to leave. We were disturbing her other customers, but Victoria's face was disturbing other customers.
This incident is especially hurtful. Victoria's family says it's been a rough recovery process, and not just physically. Her grandmother says she doesn't look in the mirror anymore and never wants to get out of the car when they go to the store. The family shared their horrible experience on Facebook, and the internet came rushing to their support. KFC reached out to the family and released a statement saying it has zero tolerance for any kind of hurtful or disrespectful actions toward customers. It also said it was, quote, committed to doing something appropriate for this beautiful little girl and her family.
That's nice on the back end, but...
Well, what? But you can't... On the front end, you can't... How can you prevent that? Like, in the training, do you go through every scenario of, like, what you shouldn't... I mean, fucking anybody should know not to say that. I don't think there's anything KFC could have done to prevent that in the beginning.
I wouldn't put it past people, because in the training, they're like, you want to make the majority of the customers happy.
Right.
So, like, this dumb fuck probably thought it was okay... You're like a smart person would have addressed the customer that made the complaint.
Right.
But we all live in society and we know that's very rare, especially if they're working at KFC.
Right. So it's just a dumb person. It doesn't have, it's not, I don't think it's KFC's
it's
training.
It's not KFC.
No, it's not.
Because they do the proper training. They say, you try to make the customer happy. but it's up to the person. So now they're probably going to have to rethink their training and be like, all right, we're going to teach you how to be human.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, I mean, I just felt so bad. This poor little girl has been through so much.
Fuck pit bulls.
And then...
See, the pit bulls get bad reps now.
These pit bulls...
just said dogs.
Because they do bad things. Not no, they're not just dogs. Not all... Hashtag not all pit bulls.
That's true.
Hashtag not all men.
Hashtag all women.
The problem with pit bulls is, in a lot of situations, the people that are drawn to that dog... are not the most responsible dog owners in the world, and they train them to do bad things, to do destructive things, to be fierce, ferocious guard dogs, and they aren't necessarily training them to be normal family pets.
The other problem is that they are genetically pit bulls and they're related. You know, there's mixes out there.
Yes,
that kind of dog has been genetically selected and bred to have certain characteristics that make it a good fighting and protection dog.
Yep.
Stuff like when its jaws snap shut, it's really good at keeping its jaws snap shut.
Like an alligator.
And its center of balance, its center of gravity is very low, which makes it steady and easy to clamp its jaws around a three-year-old's face and for no one to pry it off. So it's not just, there's a lot of nature to go with the nurture argument.
Right.
And I don't think, you know... I don't think there's anything wrong with dissuading the further breeding of these dogs.
Well, and if you go to any, if you look at any shelter website around Sacramento,
that's all they have because everybody gets them and they get
rid
of them.
Pit bulls and chihuahuas.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Oh, chihuahuas. My friend breeds, pit bulls. And he was telling me it depends on which bloodline you do. Mm-hmm. Like, he's in Northern California pit bulls, like the original ones. Are really bad. They're the more violent ones. He's like Southern California. I might get this reverse, but he was saying one of them is like really friendly because my friend has a pit bull. Wait, not my friend. Hold on. Let me reverse that. My ex has a pit bull, and we're definitely not friends. And the thing was a huge love bug.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just the most loving animal. And I've had my experience with pit bulls have been they're just loving animals. But there are the pit bulls that you're talking about that especially they've been trained. Like, but that's their breed. So like it depends on the different type of breed pit bull. And also,
that pit bull.
You're talking about pit bull.
I was like, what, trees? I was like, Tim, I don't pit bull, really. And he's harmless pit bull. The rapper is harmless.
I don't know. Maybe.
He's a
one
rapper.
Family pit bull until he goes. I don't know. I just don't see. There's a lot of. If you want to get long time bad press, I used to blog for a bigger website in San Francisco, and I wrote something once after this little girl got, you know, mostly eaten by a pit bull. And I still get emails to this day.
Really?
People who are like, you don't understand. I couldn't comment anymore because the comments were closed because the blog post was like, is like 10 years old now.
Right.
Wow.
But you don't, they're loving and they're great and they're, well, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Sure. So- a lot of, it's just, there are fundamental, real scientific reasons why these aren't great dogs. The bad ones don't get chosen by great people. We don't need... There's no need for a pit bull. I'm sure they're great. I'm not saying we round them up and shoot them on sight. Just don't breed more of them. You know? There's other bad, dangerous dog breeds out there, too. I have a scar on my face. It's from a husky. Also not a great, safe, neighborhood urban pet.
That's a
pet.
Wolf.
And
so, I know. That, well, I mean, there's more than just huskies, pit bulls that are dangerous.
Huskies are great if you've got a sled that you need
right,
to
pull. Right.
Because that's what they're for.
They're not... But, I mean, they're... It's just... I don't get it. I don't get it.
No.
So, and the pit bull owners would be like, there's just as many dangerous golden retriever bites, which is just not true. It's just not true. So,
at all. No.
Didn't the two like get arrested? So, I don't understand because in the story, they're saying like these pit bulls got they charged into the house or some bullshit and then just went after the 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why they would how they would just break down the door and then barge in. Like, these are obviously people that shouldn't have had dogs.
Probably not.
Yeah. And that
so this whole story,
but that's usually something that goes on. People don't know, there's all animals are still, and all pets are still pets. You know, even the best trained pet is still an animal. You don't know what.
Oh, yeah. These two cats that are laying around here, if the mood catches them right, they could tear me asunder. I mean, they
as
move.
He's licking his crotch.
Cat scratch fever.
Look how flexible he is. I mean, they've got teeth, they've got claws, and they move at an exponentially faster rate than I do. And they would do, I mean, could they kill me? No, but I'm not a 3-year-old.
There was that family that called 911.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just going to lock yourself in the bed.
And the other family where the kid, like the person got attacked and like actually got really hurt.
And the guy from My Cat from Hell, Jackson Galaxy, he started production back up on My Cat from Hell to go to Portland.
There's a cat that needs me.
Exactly. And it was
you
on
think
the,
they put up the cat sign?
It was on this past weekend. I missed it. I'm going to record it coming up this weekend.
Fantastic.
The repeat. We'll talk about it next week.
That's
on the
awesome.
Show.
I want to see it.
I thought I was still, I never really like, I can remember the dog bite incident pretty clearly.
Right.
I was like 4.5, 5 at the time.
Yep.
And, but I didn't think too much of it. Like we had dogs. I wasn't scared of dogs, you know, my whole life or anything, except that I was visiting a roommate's friend once and I was playing on the floor with, they had a little husky puppy,
okay.
Which is cute. I mean, little husky puppies are fucking adorable.
Oh,
and I didn't know they had another husky and I just happened to turn my head and the other husky is like right in my face and I almost like climbed a wall.
Oh,
okay,
without even
knowing I was reacting. I was like, oh my God. So freaked me out. I guess these scars are deep, man.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Damn.
Also superficially on my face.
I really
it ate my cheek. It I probably would have been, but for the fact that the dog was, my parents' house is on kind of an incline, like a little hill, and the dog was chained up between our house and the neighbor's house. And so it was my fault as much as it can be like a 4-year-old kid's fault, because I think the dog was sleeping and I went over and like touched it and freaked it out. And there's that whole let sleeping dogs lie adage, but doesn't. You know, I was 4 and the dog jumped up and like bit my face, but the force of jumping on me rolled me down the hill and away, which is good because otherwise the dog would have had, I don't know how much time to continue to chew on me before somebody was able to get it off. Cause it was like just my mom and the neighbor lady there.
Yeah.
It was a big dog.
See, I don't think they should have like really big dogs around children unless they're like.
And then the neighbor lady said, "Oh my God, she hasn't bitten a child in so long." My mom was like, "I think my mom said to her something along the lines of, 'You're lucky we're not litigious people because we'd take your house and your cars and your money.'"
If there's one thing America needs,
exactly.
It's more lawyers.
Well, no, because that's the thing. That's what gets you liability. Like the first time, your dog can bite one person for free the first time.
Yep.
But when you know the dog has. Maybe some violence
so
troubles.
Long. That's
then
so
don't
funny.
Fucking chain it up next to a house where you know there's a bunch of kids living.
Yeah, I love that. And so long, bitch. What?
What? Yeah.
Whoops. That's what honesty will get you.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another traveling incident I wanted to talk about real quick.
Get out of the left lane.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, that happened one time. but this scared
plenty of times on my trip to LA.
This scared.
I don't approve of that. It's racist.
Well, I. Potted it down.
Okay. Potted it. Oh, he's a professionally
I
trained.
It's true. Hold on.
Hit the other soundbite.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get for questioning me.
Oh, man.
So I'm on my way back up from LA, driving just a little bit south of Stockton, and I'm coming up I-5, and all of a sudden, I see a car coming in the other direction that swerves into the median across at full speed.
Ooh.
What?
Like headed right for me, like right for the front of my car, and then turns just before hitting the other lane. As the car gets on the road, I realize, oh, it's a cop.
Right.
Who has just done the full thing. And they pulled over the person who had just passed me doing, I think they were probably doing 82 and a 70. Mm. Scared the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
And first of all, is the person going 12 miles an hour over the speed limit more dangerous than the cop pulling that fucking thing?
Cops are dumbasses. They're probably the KFC assholes that would fucking ask someone, some child to leave.
Is it dangerous, but is it more fun than letting the person go? That's the question.
See, that's some fucked up shit. This is why I hate cops. Going back to me hating cops, that is happening. Because I remember there was one episode where I was like, I maybe. No, I take it back. Fuck the po.
I mean, I had, and we'll talk about Dodger Stadium on the next show.
I just got scared.
Because I need you to defend Dodger Stadium and
your
team.
Oh, I will.
I know.
Oh, I
That's
will.
Why I brought it up. But I had a really nice conversation with a couple of LAPD cops at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
So I like cops. I just thought that was an utterly bullshit move because for like for the next 5 miles, and I didn't have that freak out like that you have when you see the rollers come on and you're like, fuck, I'm getting a ticket.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh my God.
More like fear for your life.
Yeah, there's someone like coming right at me across the median at about 70 miles an hour. I'm like, and I was,
that's a problem.
I was literally just about to take evasive action when they yanked the car around. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. It's like, settle down, CHP. Settle down. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hold on. Let me find this. We're going to get to this.
They act, we decide. Cool or Tool?
Man, took a long time to get to this. First up in Cool or Tool, JetBlue, Diana.
Tool. Fucking $50. I'm so glad.
Christiana?
Oh, I still like JetBlue. I'm going to say cool. Not for this incident, but...
Yeah, JetBlue's cool. It was a shitty incident, but yeah. They're normally cool. Up next in Cool or Tool, Casey Kasem. Christiana?
He's cool, I guess. I don't know.
Diana?
I have no... And we're going to go with cool just because he's a human being, I guess. But I have no idea who the fuck he is.
I would have gone Tool, but I felt really bad for all the shit that he had to deal with at end of life with his family fighting. And now they're talking about fighting over the body, which is like, settle the fuck down, people. And, I mean, the daughter from Marriage Number One, who was in charge of his health stuff, she came out and said, listen, his wife Jean and other child, I want them there in the hospital as he nears the end of his days. I want them there with him so that he sees his whole family there. So why are people such pricks? And finally, in Cooler Tool, the need to give out tickets at any cost, Diana.
Give out tickets at any cost.
Like cops pulling across the median.
Oh, that bullshit. Yeah, no. Well, we all know how I feel about cops. I fucking Tool. Oh, fuck, I have to go to court this Friday. Fuck, yeah, fucking Tool.
Christiana.
I reject the premise of that Cooler Tool prompt, so I cannot participate in this one.
Tool. It's absolute Tool. You're putting people in danger, and you shouldn't be. So.
Stop. Or the other person should have been speeding. Just saying.
Okay.
Really? 12 on I-5, 12 miles away. Okay,
show's
no.
Boring. This show's boring if we agree. Also, Nate didn't have a radar gun. He doesn't know how fast they
No,
were
I know
going.
How fast I was going. And I know he passed me, and it mm-hmm. wasn't like he flew by me like I was standing still.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't true. A cheetah.
It was not a cheetah. It was not like a cheetah went by me at full speed. So,
but he wouldn't actually really know because
you're
he didn't
a cheetah.
Stay.
I did not stay, no. All right. Mila Kunis was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and she's very pregnant with Ashton Kutcher's baby. Baby.
Is she?
Oh,
she yeah.
Is.
I thought that was a rumor.
No, it's not. So in the middle of this, and I know this is a setup, obviously, but Jimmy Kimmel said the wrong thing to her in a comedic way.
To promote a movie, not just being a working person in general, but is it difficult for you when you're pregnant?
No, it's fine.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's really fine.
It's going to get more difficult when the baby comes out.
Yeah.
Because they're louder when they come out. Yeah. My wife and I are pregnant. We're having a baby very soon as well.
Oh, yeah. you both are having a baby.
Yeah.
You and your wife are pregnant.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Mila Kunis.
Yeah, we know. Oh.
She got up and grabbed a handheld microphone and addressed the camera.
Hello, I'm Mila Kunis, with a very special message for all you soon-to-be fathers. Stop saying we're pregnant. You're not pregnant. Do you have to squeeze a watermelon-sized person out of your lady hole? No. Are you crying alone in your car listening to a stupid Bette Midler song? No. When you wake up and throw up, is it because you're nurturing a human life? No. It's because you had too many shots of tequila. Do you know how many shots of tequila we had? None. Because we can't have shots of tequila. We can't have anything. Because we've got your little love goblin growing inside of us. All you did was roll over and fall asleep. You're not pregnant. We are.
Then a group of pregnant women come out with ice cream.
Damn, that sounds good.
And she's back at the desk.
Any questions?
Can I have some ice cream?
No.
Mila Kunis, everybody.
So, yeah, this is Jimmy Kimmel.
I always get, like, sad and uncomfortable when Jimmy Kimmel's talking about his new wife and stuff, because I remember him from the old days when, like, I think his first wife, this is his second wife, right?
It is, yeah. His first wife was Gina. He has two adult children.
Yeah, and his first wife, and he'd always talk about her, and, like, it was a whole thing on the radio station that he was on, and I don't know. I feel bad for, I guess I'm Team Gina, because it just seems wrong that...
Well, they went their separate ways for a reason. Divorce happens for a reason,
no,
Christiana.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, laziness. Sometimes,
why can't I take her side?
How dare you?
Why can't I take her side?
No, that's fine. It's fine
sometimes
to be sad.
Sometimes you like the ex more. Yeah.
And my guess is his new wife is the one who wrote that, since she's the head writer on the show.
Oh.
And she's pregnant.
See, I always don't like it when they get divorced or they break up and they go for someone they work with. It's like, I don't
trust
people.
Well,
he
was with Sarah Silverman
for a
long time.
Yeah, he was with Sarah Silverman
for 3 years or 5 years.
Something like 5 years.
Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
She just seems undateable to me.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel dated her for 3 to 5 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And they had the whole I'm fucking Matt Damon thing. Yeah. That was when they were
dating. She fucked Matt Damon?
No, it was a song. It was a bit they did on Kimmel that was one of his first big viral video hits when he got a show, right?
Yes. Well, it was like 7 years into the show, but still.
I said first big viral. So
it was a huge one.
ABC wasn't known for late night.
It was a post-Oscar thing. It was one of the big post-Oscar things.
It was a big deal.
So, and everyone.
That was 7 years in.
Everyone but Diana knows that. So Mitt Romney crawled out of whatever hole he's been hiding in since he lost the presidential election. And he had some things to say about Hillary Clinton.
Why is he still relevant?
The playbook,
not.
I believe, is to look at her record. I think you have to consider what's happened around the world during the years that she was Secretary of State. And you have to say it's been a monumental bust. And then her most recent comments, as she was rolling out the book, she was asked whether the Bergdahl trade was one that presented a threat to the United States. And she came back with a clueless answer. She was clueless. She said, look, these commandos don't represent a threat to the United States. Well, of course they do. And then she went on to say they only represent a threat to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Are you kidding? I mean, we're in Afghanistan. And we're in Afghanistan in part to protect
not for much longer.
Security. I think her clueless comments about the Bergdahl exchange, as well as her record as the Secretary of State, are really going to be the foundation of how a Republican candidate is able to take back the White House.
Not you, but a Republican candidate.
Why does he keep talking?
Because they keep asking him questions.
They have to fill the time between now and 2016 somehow.
Right. They've only got 2.5 years till the election. They must fill. Basically, Hillary Clinton's got a new book out that's fueling speculations that she is, in fact, going to run. And
she is going to run.
Of course.
She's going to run.
But
we don't have to say allegedly or any of that shit. We don't have to do that here.
No.
We're our own podcast.
We
don't have to do that. We can just make pronouncements. Like, so when Hillary runs.
Yeah, most likely going to
fix
run.
That for you. Stop it. She's going to run.
Well, you don't know. She could try the marijuana lube and decide she just wants to be high and horny all the time instead of being
really
president.
I really want to get a bottle.
So
I'll worry about the lady friend later.
I just feel like that would take a turn go wrong.
It would.
In your business.
Did you see the thing where it was a weird Costco encounter?
Yeah, I loved it.
Sonia Sotomayor, who's on the Supreme Court, went to Costco.
She got
to
do shopping too, yo.
Went to Costco and ran into Hillary Clinton, who was doing a book signing
at Costco.
I saw that and I'm like, that is delightful.
That's what happens in D.C.
Yeah, well,
it's
Northern Virginia.
There.
It's one of those things.
Or in the D.C., the greater D.C. metro area.
Well, because I was watching Jimmy Kimmel Live and he had Dr. Phil on. I think it was Friday night. It was after I went to the Dodgers game. And Dr. Phil's like, what did you do yesterday? He goes, well, I was shopping at Target. And Jimmy doesn't know that they don't know the gender or sex of their baby. Mm-hmm. They've made it a point to not know. And he's like, I kind of hope I have a boy because the toys are better. And I know that's a whole other thing. And then Dr. Phil's response was, "What were you doing at Target?" And he's like, "I was just shopping. What am I, too good to go to Target?" So I love the fact that Jimmy Kimmel, I know Jimmy has said over and over again he loves going to Costco.
I respect him for shopping at Target. I don't respect him for that comment about the toys.
Well, they are cooler. He's not the one making them. It's true. He's not. He's not Lego, although Lego is making scientist lady things.
Yeah.
So good for
them.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. Oh, it's time for... We've reached the end of the show. By the way, before we do Small Town News, I want to remind everybody, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go through NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then just shop away. That's how you can support the show. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help us, and we do appreciate it. So thank you in advance for doing that.
I bought Amazon toys.
Amazon toys.
Amazon toys.
For your... girl, because they're not as cool as the boy toys.
Right, it's true.
It is true.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small Town News.
All right. This is from North Dakota. Never mind that this is Friday the 13th. This is from last week, by the way. People have almost forgotten that you should not walk under a ladder or take any chances on this day. More important is the fact that Saturday is Flag Day, as it was. And Old Glory will be flying, as she usually does, over Perkins and near Altru and on Columbia Road. It's a beautiful display. She will fly from City Hall downtown and nearby Grand Forks Herald Building. Far too few flags are flying from homes, but Belmont Road homeowners seem strong on the red, white, and blue. History accounts are full of stories about whether or not Betsy Ross designed the first flag. They also tell us that an act of Congress in 1949, the 14th day of June was designated as National Flag Day. You can go way back to stories about Bernard Sigrand, a grade school teacher in Waukeba, Wisconsin, who promoted the observance of Flag Day. Among the joys of June is Grand City's Art Fest downtown and Father's Day on Sunday. That is a great joy of June. While Turtle River State Park is calling kids to a fishing derby on Saturday afternoon. Damn, we missed it. Then there's some Ask Marilyn questions. These are always good. Question, what was happening around Grand Forks 125 years ago today?
Nothing.
Because Marilyn was apparently alive and around.
No, that said, was a place.
Well, it was the year of statehood, but the university was already up and running. On June 13, 1889, the first graduates of UND founded the Alumni Association. Today, the Alumni Association and Foundation is holding a meeting at 11 a.m. and a luncheon at 11:30 to celebrate their 125th anniversary. Question, it seems the personalized license plates running around here are getting more clever than ever? That's, I guess, is that a question?
Sure.
And the answer is, yep, I've seen Awesome, My Elk, Pine Laker, I Teach K, Educator, Drive Right. A friend noticed a message above a license plate that said, "Get in, sit down, shut up, hold on." That's not above. It's called a license plate frame. But thanks, Marilyn, for giving us this episode's Small Town News. Because in a small town, news isn't necessarily news. It's just something that you've got to fill the pages of your local paper. So that's what we got.
Fucking small town news.
I know. It's crazy. Well, you don't have to live in one, so count your lucky...
Been there, done that.
Count your lucky stars.
Lots of elk. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get liver cancer from that.
Okay. I don't know where to go with that, but all right. All right, so that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. And because of my love of San Diego and my love of South Park, I'll leave you with this little ditty. It's not anything I did there, but some people do, I'm sure, because people do it everywhere. So have a great one. We'll see you Friday with a new episode of The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
I'm going to jack it where the sun always shines. Gonna jack it. Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind. Jacking it home. Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smack. I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take them pants right off.
He's about to jack it.
On such a bright day, who needs underwear or socks?
Jack it, jack it, ho.
Been around God's country and there's one thing I know. There's no better place for jacking it than San Diego. Jack it, jack it, jack it, jack.
spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smack. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Jacking it, spanking it, spanking it, smack. Come to San Diego, there's so much to see. From the sparkling waters of Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking it in one of our charming city streets? San Diego, come, take a load off. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, smacking it, smack. Whacking it, whackity, whack. Spanking it, jerking it, smacking it, smack. The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello.
Hey, that guy's jacking it.
From his window, there's a guy shooting video. Video of him jacking. And if the good Lord Jesus comes knocking on my door, just tell him that I'm jacking it in San Diego.
Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, smacking it, smacking it, smack.
He's about to jack it.
Jacking, whack, jack, jacking it, jacking it. Whacking, whacking, spank, whack, spanking it, whack.
Spanking, whacking,
jacking, whacking, jacking, jack, whacking, whack, whacking. Spanking, spanking, whacking, whack, stacking it.
He's about to jack it.
San Diego, jack, jack, whacking it, whack, whacking, San Diego. Spanking it, whack.
Keep on spanking.
San Diego, jack, jack, jacking it. San Diego, whack, whack, whacking it, jack. Spanking it, whacking it, jack.